Was the gentleman behind the Oilers intro last night, as well as their season-long intro that you saw that had McDavid stick handling, had Lucic on the high-level bridge, and Eberle on the bridge and other places around town. Michael Maxis joins us. Michael, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on. Well, that too. Now, I want to how do you get into like being a video director for, you know, big name musicians? Where did you go to school to get this sort of training and expertise?
Well, it's sort of the same way you get into your job or the job of a professional athlete or any sort of follow your dream type career. Really, you just one day you make that commitment and you just sacrifice everything and give everything you have to make it by any means necessary. So for me, I never even went to film school. I just hustled shooting band concerts in local bars in Edmonton on a camcorder and then touring with them and then just making more contacts and until I finally had a great mentor and that was it. But just resilience and persistence and really just making a commitment to succeed.
So now you're a big sports fan, I understand. So when the Oilers approached you and asked you to be part of the intro, where did that rank amongst some of the things that you've done in your career?
Well, to put it in perspective, I grew up having posters of Oilers on my walls, not posters of rock bands. So it was really the job and opportunity of a lifetime for me. I've been an impassioned fan of the Oilers for years and years. So it was really, really exciting and an unbelievable experience for like a fan that reads the blogs and Twitter every day to have full access behind the scenes to the players, the locker room, the goings on. It was just unbelievable.
Michael, walk us through the process. You've got to me, knowing your work a little bit, a very distinctive style. The Oilers come to you and say, we're interested in having you do this for us. How much of it is you do, you give us your vision, and how much do they say, well, we'd like this, we wouldn't like that? How does that coupling take place?
Well, the funny thing is my style is very contradictory to what a sports team or an athletic product would want. Mm-hmm. My style is more absurd and quirky. But I love sports, I love action films, and I'm aware of what's required for that sort of thing. So for me, it was really about making the best sports Oilers video and video for Edmonton, a city that I think has really been underrepresented or poorly represented through video and culture in general in the past. So I wanted an opportunity to show the team and the city for in the way that I see them.
So did you kind of have carte blanche on this? How did the conversations go, I don't know, with Bob Nicholson or whoever it was, for you to say, okay, this is my vision? Because you're right, a lot of sports teams are at times very narrow-minded. They kind of see things, well, we want everything to be rah, rah, boom, boom, and get everybody excited. And that's not necessarily, you know, the way you've done things. And I saw the intro last night, Michael, and I didn't know until Robin had told us that, you know, he had booked you to get it on the show, that you were the guy that made it, and I hadn't seen it before. And I was like, man, that was one of the best ones. Because it had a human element to the players, not just show, like, because everybody knows they can stick handle.
Yeah, I was really surprised that the team gave me the freedom that they did, starting with the voiceover script. They liked that. And then the references and the material I kept showing them. But they were really open-minded to edgy content and showing Edmonton in sort of an honest working-class way, as well as integrating the developments downtown and giving access to the players to train in abandoned train yards and you know, industrial neighborhoods. And I honestly couldn't believe that I had the freedom that they gave me. And I just hope, and in the end, they love it. And I feel like I serve the team and their vision as well.
It's interesting. All the reaction that I got last night was very positive. I was fortunate enough to see you shoot a little segment of it out in Macaulay with Connor McDavid. And I know how long that took for about 10 seconds. For that 3 minutes, and I think it was 15 seconds, when you talk about the shooting and the editing and getting it all into one piece, how many hours goes into a product like this?
I've been working on it full time since basically the end of August.
Wow.
And I didn't do anything with before other than the 3.5 minute video. Like, the previous videos and animations were different guys in different departments.
Okay.
We shot for 10 days. We just finished shooting last Wednesday. So the editor in Toronto didn't even start until Friday night. And I flew to Toronto. We worked around the clock. all the way through Monday, literally living in the edit suite to get it done in time for the opening yesterday. But there's tons that we didn't even get to incorporate. So we're going to be releasing more videos, revised edits, and more stuff that we shot. In 10 days, we shot a ton of footage.
Michael Maxis joins us. He was the director of the Order's intros, also directed Billy Talent videos, L. King videos, and many other musical things. Because I was going to ask you, I saw the video last night, and it has, you know, certain players on the team. As the season goes along, are you going to splice in new ones at different times of the year? Is this thing going to grow as the intro goes throughout the season? How's it going
to
work?
Yeah, I'd like it to evolve. There's already things I'd like to change watching it last night. Watching it on a big screen, the experience is different than watching it on a laptop. So I think I'd like to even open up the edit a little bit on the big screen, make it a little less cutty.
Okay.
And yeah, players might change, inserts might change. Like, we shot stuff with everybody, but it was so hard to squeeze that in to 3 minutes or 3.5 minutes. There's even additional scenes with around Edmonton and with cast that is not in there yet. So I definitely would like to work it all in one way or another throughout the year for sure.
Now, Michael, you said you were given a lot of license in this, but was there at the end of it, after you worked your butt off around the clock to send the finished product, did there have to be a phone call that said, okay, it's all good? And if there was a rubber stamp, did it go as far up as Daryl Cates?
I don't think Daryl Cates, but Bob Nicholson had the final say on things. Plus, there's a large department, a video department, a marketing department that all had input. They have different sponsors that had some say on some things, and so we removed some of the edgier stuff in the end. I had to, that I wanted to put in there, but in general, it's way edgier than I would have ever expected them to be willing to do. So I'm very happy with it.
Now, Michael, you've done music videos. Can you compare shooting a music video to shooting an intro for a sports team?
A music video, you usually only get one day, so there's a unique pressure. But even with the athletes, I was only allowed to work with each guy for between 30 minutes to an hour, some of them even 10 minutes. So I had to shoot the scenes with the players really, really quickly. But it was sort of I did take a music video approach to it more than a commercial approach. It was kind of run and gun, and I hustled. Like, I cast this thing walking through West Edmonton Mall and handing out my business cards to people I thought were cool and interesting looking. And it was really a guerrilla approach to hustling all the cast, the dirt bike guys, and the locations, even shooting in some locations where we didn't have permits. Like, it was actually approached like a music video.
Yeah. Now, which of the Oiler players did you find were maybe the most comfortable on the camera?
The really cool thing I learned is that hockey players are incredible listeners. Uh-huh. So when you give them direction, they take it. As long as you don't run on. Like, if I talk too much, it would start to go, maybe just disappear. But
Okay. Unbelievable
at taking direction. I couldn't believe it. So they were all really open-minded and willing to try different things. Honestly, I just can't say enough about what a pleasure it was to work with the players and just how kind they all were and patient. And it was awesome.
How did you find Connor McDavid? Because, you know, there were a lot of scenes that were shot and you did with different team members, but this was outside and it was getting a little bit chilly at night. And, you know, it's a case of, as you know, do it again, do it again, do it again, different angle. From what I saw, he smiled, he stood there all night and did everything you asked. And this is a young man with a lot of demands on him.
I couldn't believe it. And he was just to finish the whole day of press because he just was anointed captain earlier that day. And I was cold out and we'd have to change lights and move cameras. And in film, everything takes time. It's a hurry up and wait. So he'd be patient. He would do what was asked for the shot and the performance, and just a kind of a kind spirited guy, very easy to be around. You know, he was incredible. Couldn't have asked for more.
Now, you're a huge hockey fan, Michael. So you're up there and you're filming him and you're watching his stick handling prowess from a foot away. Were you kind of like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was jaw dropping. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anyone, period, in any field as naturally talented as him. It's like watching Mozart or something. It truly, I'm not trying to exaggerate.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem human. The speed, the quick, the gracefulness, the way he moves is just it's surreal, and it's different than anybody else.
So, Michael, what's next for you on the director front?
Well, I wrote a feature script and have been developing that for a while, and was in the middle of that actually when the Oilers called, and I've been sort of turning down projects for the last year, trying to get a film made. Hmm. So back to that grind.
But you couldn't turn down the Oilers.
Honestly, it was an opportunity of a lifetime. There's no way I'd turn it down.
So they approached you. Now, you're an Edmonton guy. You went to the U of A, correct?
No, I went to Grant McEwen, I went to Western in London, Ontario, and dropped out of business school, did some soul searching, and decided the two things I loved in life more than anything were movies and hockey. So I sort of researched careers in both, and there was just the opportunities were more vast in film. You could be a stuntman or an accountant or an electrician or a writer or whatever, a businessman. So I thought, I'm going to pursue film. Those were hockey and hockey players and film movie stars, movie characters were a big influence on me. And that's what I wanted, the direction I wanted to go.
Well, Michael, we've seen that, more and more in Edmonton, they're wanting to get more. There's a lot of talented artists who, maybe were never given opportunities before, that maybe they would have, like the orders would have reached to somebody outside of Edmonton. And I think it was important. You know the city. You understand the city. You probably have a good feel of who's in the city and what those people want. Did you feel that helps you in a way? Because you've shot videos, for people all over the world. Does it help getting an inside feel to what you think the viewers will relate to when you come from that certain area?
Well, to be honest, I don't think I was ever ready to do a video for the Oilers until now. I think projects present themselves when you're ready for them and when you're able to deliver. And yeah, I truly love Edmonton, and I was excited to portray it in a way that I felt was accurate and complimentary. But I don't think being from here really helps, in getting the job or having them hire me. I think it was lucky that they did, but I wasn't ready until recently.
Michael, of the people, your peers and your friends and the people whose opinions you respect, what's been their take from those who've seen the finished product?
Well, everyone's been very, very complimentary of it, for sure. Lots of people saying goosebumps and congratulations. I've definitely, my phone's been beeping off the hook today, even during this call with people congratulating me for the video. And everyone that knows me knows how much I like the Oilers. Like when I'm shooting videos, no matter where it is in the world, I find myself waking up at 4 a.m. in India to watch an Oilers game on my laptop computer. They've always sort of been my escape from the grind of being an independent filmmaker. And so everyone knows what this meant to me and how committed I've been to it for the last month. So the response has been positive.
Well, Michael, congratulations. We appreciate you listening to the show, Reading Orders Nation. I know you're a big fan of both of them, so we appreciate it. And great work on it. We've had a lot of texts from people who really enjoyed it, thought you captured everything fantastic. And now many of them want to know, you talked about how you haven't released certain parts of it. Are you going to release this on your website, on the Orders website, coming out in the future?
Well, anything that gets released, they'll have final say on where it gets released.
Okay.
But my site, their site, we just began editing the second phase of it today. So, I think every couple weeks, new things might be coming out, or 3 weeks, and tweaks to the Jumbotron video are going to be happening throughout the season, and it'll be constantly evolving.
Now, how come you couldn't get Brownlee in? Was his head just too big to get him in as any one of the extras? How'd that work?
I should have had him as a body double.
Oh, was it a Homer Simpson video? That would be perfect.
Leave me alone.
Michael, we appreciate it. Best of luck with the film. Keep us posted on how it goes.
Okay, thanks so much, guys.